For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino.
África. ¿Qué problema, caballero? En el que me encuentro yo.
I chose to start this week's show with the song Que Lío, or What a Mess, by Puerto Rican salsa star Héctor Lavoe. Because even though it's not rock and it's not Latin alternative, it's just one of my favorite songs of all time, and I couldn't imagine doing a Valentine's Day show without it.
That was a good call. I really like that song. Valentine's Day is just a few days away, and already you can't walk into a store without seeing piles of chocolate boxes, piles of I love you cards, and lots of stuffed animals with love hearts on it and all that stuff.
Today, in honor of Valentine's, we have a show filled with new and old songs about love. But as we put together the show, we did notice something. A lot of the songs are a little bit sad, angry, or dismissive of love. So, warning, pull out your box of Kleenex.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. Valentine's Schmalentine's. This is Alt Latino.
Porque yo no puedo tener un amorcito que me comprenda y que me diga papi y que me quiera bien. Dios mío, ayúdame. Quiero olvidar. Ayúdame. Ayúdame. Ayúdame a olvidarla, te lo pido. Ayúdame. Ay, que yo la quiero tanto. Y no. No la quiero perder.
Have you heard this song before?
Duh. This is from the 70s. It's when I was listening to a lot of music.
You know Mark Anthony just redid this?
That's what I heard.
For El Cantante.
The tune kills. It's that slow, almost dirge-like, but there's so much energy.
Well, this is Puerto Rican Fania star Héctor Lavoe, and the reason this song is called What a Mess is because he's talking about being in love with his best friend's girlfriend. And throughout the whole song, he's calling his mom up and saying, Ma, I got a big problem. Que lío. I'm in love with my best friend's girlfriend. And I love exactly what you said. It's very slow and twisting. And it's like that feeling of slow, consuming guilt. What I like about this song also is that I feel that it mirrors a little bit of Héctor Lavoe's own life, which was extremely tragic and a mess. I mean, the guy had drug problems, he died of HIV. In a way, this song is not only about love, it's about his life. Que lío.
Where are Willie?
Let's fast forward to nowadays and people still loving each other dangerously and in the wrong place. This is Romance en la Oficina, or Office Romance, by the Spanish band Hazte Lapón.
Y para acercarme a ti con una carta de amor caracho con feliz. Espagueti. Y te la
such an exuberant, happy song.
That's a scene changer from our opening song, for sure.
This is the brand new song from Hasta la Pon. And as you can tell from the title of the song, it's just about an office romance.
Which I can hear the upbeat craziness of something you shouldn't be doing.
Also, his voice is kind of sloppy. It's almost like he's going through puberty. He has like an almost Robert Smith from The Cure kind of yelp. And he's also describing like the clumsy sloppiness of hooking up at the office. The lyrics are about knocking things over and trying to get it on at a cubicle, and you know, there's somebody's cactus plant is there, let's move it out of the way.
Too much information, man.
The reason I compare him to Robert Smith is that he's talking about really mundane everyday stuff, like your boss reprimanding you for checking out the secretary. And Robert Smith kind of does that, you know, it's like that one lyric he has, such a beautiful sight to see you in the middle of the night. You know, he's just talking about watching somebody eat.
And it's interesting to put it with a style of music that's almost too poppy.
But so playful. I think it's very original.
Playful's a good word.
Yeah. But you were dancing.
I was dancing, yeah. It did get me bouncing around.
If you really don't like it,
then don't dance.
Don't dance.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind. Okay, speaking of love that's not so good for you, we're going to hear now Eli Guerra and her song Yo No from the 2002 album Lot of Fire. You know, I picked this song because I thought it was a song about a love gone bad, about a difficult love, based on hearing the song, hearing the lyrics. But you got a different impression based on watching the video.
Yeah, it's an ambiguous song, and the video, which we'll link to on our website, npr.org/altlatino, there's like a murder scene, and there's, to me, it implied drug use. Lyrically, it's ambiguous. I'm not sure it's about love. I take more issue with it musically. It's a little bit too mellow and loungy for me to be about either of those topics.
Well, it's interesting, and if it is about drug use, then that's a different kind of love affair. You know, a drug abuse obviously is an addiction, it's a physical reaction, but there's an emotional reaction to that. There's an emotional connection when people are wrapped up in that world and they can't get out. And thinking about it, it reminded me of Amy Winehouse's song Back in Black. The song, the music may be too loungy for you, but I think it's adequate. It's perfect for that type of desperation, that type of longing. There's different things.
The lyrics, just to clarify, are talking about something or someone that gives you like a temporary relief. I don't know, we have a lot of Eli Guerra fans who are listeners, so definitely, you know, pitch in. moving on from a love that is unhealthy to a love that simply has come to an end, my next pick is a new release by Spanish rocker Nacho Vega, and it's called La Gran Broma Final, or The Final Joke.
Tambores de sonar y un gong anuncia la retirada. Se discute la capitulación mientras se aproximan carcajadas. Obtuve un premio por miedo a padecer de 5 años de indolencia. Es la semana grande de la crueldad y en nuestro honor celebran una fiesta. Yo me limitaba a contemplar la misma grieta de la pared. Alguien dijo habrá que demoler, no sé cómo no lo vi llegar. Era el día de la gran broma final.
Okay, Jazz, who is Nacho Vega?
He is a Spanish rocker who gained a lot of popularity in the 90s, and he's kind of been a ubiquitous figure in the rock and español scene ever since.
You know, what's interesting is that there's so many different styles of Latin alternative coming out of Spain, you know, rock español or whatever you want to call it.
Well, he's definitely like a generation before some of the punk rock indie stuff that we've been listening to recently.
Early 90s?
Yeah.
So, and so he's contemporary with like Caifanes and Maldita in Mexico.
Right. Even though this is a new release, he still maintains that kind of minimalist, grungy, guitar-based sound that he helped popularize in the 90s.
Griten con rabia que tu amor entero fue una estafa y tú protestes y no quede un alma allí para escuchar. Cuando ya no queden ritos, suene un golpe seco y casi un grito y luego ya no te molestes, ya no hay nada que arreglar. Es el día de la gran broma final. Ya nada será.
This is All Latino. We're listening to songs about love, and actually some of these songs are pretty depressing, pretty bleak. Jazz, what's up with that?
I don't know. Does drama and pain just make for a good love song? Is there ever a good love song about marriage counseling is working out for us? I love that we're communicating. Maybe just conflict makes for a great love song. We started off with Puerto Rican icon, Héctor Lavoe, falling in love with definitely the wrong person. Then a band from Spain kindled an office romance that got pretty clumsy. A Mexican rockera spoke of strange love, and a Spanish rocker sang about ending love. Felix, how about we pick up the mood a little
bit? Good idea. The next song is about someone who wants to love you. This is Javier García doing Me Gustaría, or I'd Like To.
Qué manera de quererte, vengo caminando desde lejos para verte, solo para verte a ti. He venido yo aquí, tu carita con la mía, así cerquita, cada día, y al amanecer quiero verte y tenerte ahí y comerte a besos. Lo que quiero yo, me gusta. poder sentir cómo crece cada día mi amor por ti, mi amor por ti.
You can jazz it up, spice it up, dice it up, any way you cut it, I'm with some of what you got. You got the mean cuisine.
This guy's such a smooth talker. See? I'm like, I'm rolling my eyes when I, as I hear this, because he just reminds me of like those guys in your neighborhood. You walk by them and they say, you know, oh, I came all the way here just to see you, and you're just like, no, you came all the way here to buy a loaf of bread, and I happen to be here.
But then you changed his day. Is it, you never think about that? It could have been the best part of his day. There's nothing wrong with positive love. This song here, it gives the positive side, right? I mean, it's all the good things to say about finally meeting somebody and doing stuff and having fun. Javier Garcia did this first record 2005, 2006, and never really heard from him again, which is surprising because I saw him at the Latin Alternative Music Conference about a year later. Great live show, great performance, a lot of great songwriting, great band, and then nothing. So it's a big loss. But this song and his album Trece from that year are all great, great songs, great songwriting, great production, great killer stuff. I really like them.
Crece, crece, como crece. Antes eran 12, ahora 13. 13 rosas traigo yo para celebrar mi amor. No me digan que no te quiero. Si por ti, mamita, yo me muero. Óyelo bien, óyelo bien. Mi amor, mi amor. Me gustaría.
Okay, Felix, that was a smooth talker. My next pick is a song that's just keeping it real. As upbeat as this about suffering, I think some people must just love to suffer because it produces great work. This is Tattered Heart from Cuban-American singer Ariel Aparicio. We actually premiered this song on our blog, npr.org/alllatino. It's from his forthcoming album, Aerials, and he has a really interesting musical story. He was born in Cuba, raised in Miami, and then he lived in New York in the 80s, and he cites his influences as diverse as David Bowie, the Ramones, Grace Jones, and Celia Cruz, which, you know, when you think of the magnitude and diva stature of David Bowie and Celia Cruz, it's not that much of a stretch.
Not at all.
But definitely in this song, I hear a lot of early U2, the vocals of Bowie, and the lyrical melodrama of Celia. It's just a perfect combination.
It's definitely like a time capsule, sonically, with the guitar work and the way the production. It's interesting that it's a new cut because it sounds like a period piece.
Yeah. What do you think of it? Because you don't like the 80s that much.
I do like U2. and this is obvious how much of an influence U2 was all around the world. I enjoy it, yeah.
It's got that anthem-like quality, like yeah. That In the Name of Love, Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Very cool. I like it. From an artist whose heart is tattered to another who's over it and moving on. This is Concha Buica with a song whose title we can't really say on the radio.
Very naughty.
Mama ya, niño, ¿por qué me haces mucho daño? Porque sabes que te veo, tú a los ojos no me miras.
Le 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 le, wow wow.
Y porque nunca quieres nada, a que a ti te comprometa. Yo te voy a dar la espalda para que alcances bien tu meta. Que yo me voy porque mi mundo me está llamando.
Concha Buica, her voice, she's like the Demi Moore of flamenco. She has this raspy, sexy thing going on, and also a fascinating story. Concha Buica, she is Afro-descendant. Her family is from Guinea, and she grew up in Spain among gypsies, where she learned this type of singing. This is a song about having the strength and courage to leave a relationship that just isn't really working out. And my absolute favorite line in this, it's one of my favorite lines ever. It basically translates into, "You might not love me, but life loves me." I just think that's so beautiful.
Give me more, lolole. I want more, give me more now.
Y con tormento y sin dolores, yo voy haciendo camino.
Pain in my soul, down, down.
Y que la brisa marinera me oriente hacia mi destino.
Her voice is very strong and defiant, but you can also tell she's hurt. You know, she's not whining or moping. To be able to contain all those emotions in one voice is really spectacular.
You just completely defined the idea behind flamenco singing. And the pain of the Roma people throughout the centuries is all encapsulated in that voice. And what those singers taught her was to how to express that. And these really small microtonal changes that are non-Western. I'm getting too musical, but there's these small little fluctuations in the voice that's part of flamenco singing. And what she's done is incorporated that and put it into this type of flamenco fusion from this album. And most recently, in a tribute album to Mexico ranchera singer Chavela Vargas, she has an amazing voice. She has an amazing future. And I'm hurt, but I'm moving on. It has a lot to do with her career, too, because she hasn't been hurt, but she hasn't been really well known. But she's moving on, and it's really paying off because a lot of people are paying attention to her.
Hey,
Jazz, you know, we mentioned this is a title we can't say, but it goes a long way toward explaining what the song is. And it roughly translates to screwed but happy.
We've had a lot of songs today about losing love, hating love, and wanting love. But we're going to end the show on a high note with a song about being surprised by love long after you thought you'd never fall in love again.
This is Argentine singer Gaby Carpel and his song Carnavalito.
Carnavalito en la estación, todos están vueltas para verte a vos. Soy el que me río cuando me miras, soy el que me caigo cuando bailo, 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 bailo. No sé si tengo lo que vos querés, no es que pretenda lo que no tenés, no sé qué quiero. Si no pienso, solo bailo, 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 bailo. Festejo el día que te conocí, porque mi corazón se volvió a abrir. Toma un poquito, otro poquito, creo que me caigo si no bailo, 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 bailo.
Felix, what kind of instrumentation is happening here?
This is a really nice mix of all kinds of exotic things that these guys are really known for. And I hear Argentine charango, there's like a hammered dulcimer, there's like a string instrument that you kind of play with these little felt hammers. That's what you're hearing throughout, kind of that ringing tone. And there's all kinds of drum parts, and there's like a marching rhythm. It's really complex. Again, you know me and my sonic landscapes, I love to hear stuff that's just layered on top of everything. It's kind of wacky in that there's just this plain rhythm and it doesn't really change much. The lyrics are about like dancing and not caring who's watching. And then this love, all of a sudden he turns around and he's in love. It's a surprise. So it's a nice love song about how love's just part of what he's doing, but it's all wrapped up in this really cool musical envelope. It's just, I really like this tune.
That's really sweet. Super interesting about this record is that it was produced by Gustavo Santaolalla. People might not recognize that name, but they definitely recognize his music. He won the Oscar for the soundtrack to Brokeback Mountain.
In his most recent life, but initially he was the super producer of all these very influential rock and Espanol albums from Mexico with Caifanes, Café Tacuba, Maldita, and a lot of artists all over Latin America. He sort of helped define the sound for contemporary Latin alternative, and he's an incredibly gifted musician, and anything he puts out, I buy.
His trademark is using these kind of discovered native instruments from Brazil, from Argentina. You can definitely hear his touch in this album.
Definitely. Okay, Jazz, it's been our Valentine's Day show. A little different, but still, let's continue the love online. Please let us know what your favorite Valentine's Day song is.
Next week on Valentine's Day, El Día del Amor, we're going to assemble a list of listener picks on our blog, npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.
I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
And this is Alt Latino.